This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, as luck would have it, I'm Mark Dolan, and this is Mark Dolan Eats the News. Let's keep this snappy. I'm insulin dependent, and I've just had a massive Yorkie bar. The Oscars are in crisis amid accusations of racism, given the lack of black performers shortlisted for the top prizes, which is why the decision to get Nick Griffin to host next year's awards is beginning to look like a mistake. It's a shame because he's actually a great dancer. He's old school. He sings, he tells jokes. It's amazing. People of red hair are also criminally underrepresented at the Academy Awards this year, but that is widely considered to be fine. It's actually okay. Jeremy Corbyn has unveiled a solution for the future of the multi-billion pound Trident submarine project. Now, this is absolutely true. We keep the subs to save the jobs, which is groovy, but they won't carry a nuclear weapon on board. So we have submarines, but no nuclear weapons. That is an actual thing. Wow. I mean, it's not clear what's going to be on the boats, but it is guessed a couple of cinemas, a pool, and duty-free shopping, which I think's lovely. Labour's inquiry into why they lost the election is that Ed Miliband was not trusted on the economy and immigration and was not considered prime ministerial material. Well, they've really fixed that with Jeremy Corbyn, haven't they? Wow. Getting Jeremy Corbyn to sort out the Labour Party is like getting Charlie Sheen to sort out the Playboy Mansion. It's like getting Pete Doherty to tackle the international trade in heroin. Now, the inquiry into the tragic death of ex-Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko has reported that Vladimir Putin most probably approved his murder. However, the Kremlin deny this. So there you go. They weren't involved. They've said so in a statement. Just leave it. Leave it! There's a statement! I should mention a new study which suggests that laughing makes you thin, which means after an hour with my two guests today, I'm going to be more emaciated than Victoria Beckham. Yes, with me are two men who are so funny, they're actually toxic. Their comedy is dangerous and bad for you. We have the iconic Scottish comic, Leo Kurse, and England's proudest comedy son, David Whitney. I think it's a mistake to let them write the intros to these things. David Whitney and Leo Kurse.
I'm also from Scotland.
So great to have you here. Lads, welcome. We're going to get straight into the news. I just want to throw in a quick thing, and it's just related to what I've just done. I've just had a sandwich. I ate a sandwich, which I think is not a bad start to the day.
It's the best thing, yeah.
Well,
it's the
done
best
me.
Thing to do with a sandwich.
And I had it on white bread, and I've been eating white bread since the beginning of the year. Never been happier.
Is this one of these things, like, you know, some people do dry January. Are you doing, like, white January?
Yes, well, that sounds a bit Nick Griffin, actually.
It does, yeah.
You've
yeah.
Gone very new.
Are you on the Oscar selection committee?
I'm afraid it looks like I am. Well, listen, that's a great starting off point for our show, because, of course, the biggest showbiz story of the week is the complete carnage surrounding the shortlist of nominees at the Oscars, the Academy Awards, that features very few people who are not white. Dave Whitney, not only you are a tremendous purveyor of laughter and mirth, you're also an actor as well. Where do you stand on this, big guy?
Well, I think we should also declare that I am also white, so probably not allowed to talk about it. It's hard to say something funny about it, frankly. Yeah, there should be more diversity in the awards. Mathematically,
well, listen, it's
interesting. There are probably more white leading men, so mathematically aren't the chances that more of them are going to get nominated. But isn't that the root of the problem?
Wait a minute. Now, listen, the head of jury, the jury, is a female and is black. Chris Rock, the brilliant comedian, is hosting it. Last time I checked, he was a black man. There is a counter argument that actually it's just that the performances from non-white actors were not particularly outstanding this year.
Well, I went to drama school with Tom Hardy, and he has done his best to become black, but he has not quite managed it. So
right.
maybe an Oscar would actually debilitate his ability to cross that bridge.
Well, I think there's always an argument for that. Now, Leo Kurse, you've been to, is it Mexico?
I've been to Mexico, yeah.
So you're so tan, you're almost a minority now.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. If you combine it with the Scottishness, you know, I've got the accent and the strange food that English people don't want to eat. So yeah. I basically am.
The Academy, you wouldn't even get on a long list with the Academy.
No.
You're a member of too many groups.
I saw some of the films that they're saying have been passed over for Oscar nominations. Films such as Creed, Straight Outta Compton, and like a Will Smith one, I can't remember what it's called. And they're like, you know, is this racism? It's like, no, those are just rubbish films. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I don't know. The question is Hollywood racist? I mean, I don't know. Looking at it, the wider picture of it, are there enough black movie action movie stars, for example? Is there who is the equivalent that is a black actor that like would have the billing of Tom Cruise or Clooney?
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith. Anyone else? So everyone says Will Smith. Always Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith's brother.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
he's got a fair bit of work.
And then it gets, you know, then it's sort of just sort of like not rich pickings after that.
Samuel L. Jackson.
That's it. The cast of Desmond's. Yeah.
You know, I actually went past a barber in Peckham called Desmond's, and I got quite teary eyed about the passing of that TV show. It was comedy greatness, and I think it should be revived.
Listen, I mean, I think as comedians, you are always being judged by your audience. And then there are, of course, annual awards for comedians and stuff like that. The bottom line is it's very hard to get awards right. For those jurors, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. Because what you don't want next year is a lot of tokenism.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I'd say, I mean, in the UK, people are quite wise about not being racist. You know, racism's like seen as like, you know, a bad thing, quite rightly so.
Yeah.
But classism is very much in action. I think now, there's sort of discrimination against work. And when people say diversity now, so like they'll sign and book ethnic acts as a mark of diversity, but they'll still be the same sort of middle class voices.
Yeah, I think that's a very good one. Well, listen, this one is obviously going to run, and it clearly is going to taint this year's award ceremony, and they're going to have to do something to address it without what would be compromising the critical judgment of the jurors to choose the best actors. It's a real headache. Speaking of iconic, brilliant black performers, Jamie Foxx is in the news, obviously not because of the Oscars, because he's a black man, so he's not even allowed.
But he has got an Oscar.
Well, it's a good point, by the way. But how did he probably stole it?
He had to pretend to be blind.
That's exactly it. So here's the thing.
Don't just get it for being.
I don't think of it as heroic, says Jamie Foxx, as he describes the moment he rescued
his Oscar.
Well, no, the moment that he rescued a driver from a burning truck with seconds to spare. The Oscar-winning actor, as you rightly say, was at his home in Thousand Oaks in California when he heard a car crash. He ran to the scene with another Good Samaritan, and he helped pull the victim, Brett Kyle, from the vehicle. Seconds later, it blew up. I mean, it was, you know, it was a heroic moment. So here's the question, chaps. Have you ever done anything heroic?
Yeah, but I don't like to talk about it, you know. It's like Jamie Foxx. He's like, he doesn't describe it as heroic because you can't come out after doing something like that that's obviously heroic. I mean, rescuing somebody from a truck that then blows up seconds later, that's definitely heroic, you know what I mean? But you can't come out and be like, yeah, check me out, I'm so heroic. You know what I mean?
If he remembered to put his cape on before doing it, I think he could have really, got some more mileage out of it. But if he's just in the woolly hat and sweats that he's in this photograph, I mean, how can he? You can't be heroic in that type of outfit. You need lycra.
But it's a lovely thing that he's broadly speaking saved someone's life, and I'm slightly envious that I haven't done that. I mean, the only thing I can think of having done is, I remember once there was an older lady, and we're all waiting at the pedestrian crossing to cross, and she sort of just like stepped out before she should have, and the car's on its way, and I sort of pulled her back. And it was weird because she didn't thank me. I don't know whether I saved her life, but I think I may have prevented some kind of incident.
Yeah.
And she just sort of shrugged me off and then went off and didn't say thank you. Once I saw her again recently and I pushed her into the traffic and she's no longer with us, God rest her soul. But
manners, you know, can what I save mean? Your life.
Thank you. I recently turned down the screen brightness on someone's iPhone so that they got a better battery performance.
Nice.
But I haven't. Can't say, apart from those two quite major things, there's nothing I've done
and
to really...
they really seem to have been red letter days, because they have stuck in your memory, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, the iPhone is the big one, obviously. I did also, somebody had a bit of trouble with the fingerprint scanner on their iPhone as well.
Did got you that saw that? Going.
Well, what they were doing is they were actually pressing onto it rather than just resting their thumb.
What an idiot.
Because, you know what I mean?
Do you help that person or do
well,
you
Well, I
down?
Was torn, but you're an idiot. This is Darwinism in action.
Yeah, if you can't open your own iPhone, maybe you deserve to
But
die.
What it was that deep sense of satisfaction that you've transformed someone's life by allowing them to use an interface which reads their fingerprint in order to open their smartphone rather than...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.